Coming to your calls, 1300 736 736. It does look almost certain, as I spoke to Jared about just before the news, hearing Chris Scott, the coach of the Cats, it looks almost certain now that all the AFL's future game-style planning is based around creating a faster, slicker, more ballistic game where fast ball movement and quick exit clearing of congestion is their aim. Their way of fixing congestion is the quick exit. And they're going to tinker with the game guidelines, not just the rules, but the AFL looks like it's going to tinker with the framework, and we know that has already tinkered with the framework around the game to encourage a faster pace. It's been speculated. We've been slowly drip-fed that idea, and we've been discussing it, this whole shorter quarters situation, the back-to-back games situation. Looks like they're trying to quicken up the whole thing. But the feeling that Coach Chris Scott confirmed today is not just hypotheticals anymore. He's preparing his players for a whole season of speed. He's preparing his players for a whole season where it's going to be a more ballistic game, and it's going to be a game based around not the idea of fatiguing players, that's out. The idea of fatiguing players and reducing interchange to fix congestion is dead. Chris Scott kind of reconfirmed, and I'll play the grabs if you didn't hear him on Gerard Whateley's show earlier today, but he essentially said that they're looking at maybe being headed toward a more basketball-style model. Games in short succession, so games off 4 or 5 day break turnarounds, shorter games, shorter quarters, but games that have increased interchange and maybe even increased bodies on the interchange that are based around having the great players stay fresh all game, being at their peak and their optimum ability to achieve greatness all game, and keeping them fresh to the end of the game to have a great basketball-style almost climax at the end of the game where it all comes down to the wire and your great players are ready to go. Take your calls on it, 1300 736 736. But here's Chris Scott, a little package of what he had to say on Gerard Whateley's show earlier.
I think one of the risks that certainly I think about a fair bit is, you know, theorising and hypothesising around what the game might be like and what our response would be, only to find that you're mistaken and all the work you've done, you know, is not only a waste of time, but can be confusing for the players as well. I would liken it to a football team laying out their game style in November to all their players, only to get to the first or second pre-season game and work out that what you've been working on is not going to stack up in the regular season, and then having to turn it on its head. That's a recipe for confusion amongst the players and, you know, lack of faith in, you know, the tactics that you're putting in place. So we've hastened slowly on that one. I suspect that the AFL might take the chance to, you know, have a look at how the competition would go with shorter breaks between games, and, you know, even the opportunity longer term to play games, you know, across, you know, a week where you don't have too many double ups. I mean, clearly in a compressed season, we're going to have games on at the same time at certain times of the year. But all the things that would make recovery quicker without taking away from the spectacle, I think, will be considered. And I mean, I for one, I like it when the game's intense. You know, when the powerful players are out there and they're fresh, I think that's when the game is at its best. I think when the players are really, really fatigued and, you know, the skills are down because they just can't cover the ground, I'm not sure that anyone looks to that style of game and says that's, you know, what we aspire to for the game. So, yeah, I think there could be two things done at once. Have a look at what the future of the game might look like, but also give us a chance to get some games in quick succession this year. The shorter games does open up a whole lot of things. You know, it might well be back to, you know, the model when I thought the game was actually pretty good of some years ago when there was lots of interchange and, you know, the players were really fresh and really dynamic. So I think the jury's well and truly out on whether that created more congestion in the game. But even then, I think if it did, there'd be some tweaks that could be made, you know, to make the game a bit more open and a bit faster. So all the things that lead to that around, you know, the way you need to adjust your playing style, the way the opposition would play, you know, even the fact that if the game was much shorter, you know, if you go to the extreme end of the spectrum, then game management at the end of games becomes really important as well. You know, probably the best example that I could point to is the way the first tier of basketball is played around the world. So often you get those close games because, the first three quarters is really sort of feeling each other out, you know, before the game really explodes in the last quarter. And, you know, it leads to some pretty interesting finishes. Whether we want to try to orchestrate that in our game is another question.
Chris Scott on Gerard Whateley's program earlier today, working towards a specific game style based around what the AFL is headed towards, this faster pace. He emphasised the fact that it would be ridiculous to spend 3 months on a game style and then get to the games and you had the parameters changed on you. So he's working towards that game style because that's the way he thinks it's going to be headed, the AFL. A game that's intense, power players being able to produce their optimum output right through the game and best with lots of interchange and coming to a climax at the end of the game where all your good players are ready to go and you can have this great finish to a game with the best players in the business, maybe at their absolute best at the end. 1-300-736-736, 1-300-736-736. We've been speculating on it and talking about it for a while, but it's kind of been confirmed by Chris Scott today that that's the way Geelong's planning at least. Michael and Preston, welcome to you, Michael.
Hey, Dwayne, how are we going?
Good, thanks.
They've already changed the game into just an athletics game as it is. They've cut out the raw edge footballer. The game of the 80s, where you actually had genuine raw footballers, it's all about athleticism now, which is as boring as batshit, to be honest.
So you don't think the Bontempelli's and Cripps of the world, the Nat Fifes, who were athletes but also great footballers, are brilliant to watch?
I didn't say they're not brilliant to watch, but they're just making the game towards athleticism. So, you know, how would a plug a locket go nowadays, for example? You know, other guys, even Diesel Williams, you know, they were more raw footballers as opposed to probably athletic. And they've taken away enough of that style of the game without keeping on going.
No, that's fair. I don't think we're ever going to go back to the days of Tony Lockett. We aren't. We're never going to get back to the days of Lockett, Dunstall, 120 goals in a season. But I do look back on those days and think that Ablett was the prototype of Ablett Senior, I'm talking about, the prototype of that supremely athletic but superstar footballer. And I do think that if the game is headed in that direction, it's not such a bad direction in my eyes. Dustin Martin might not have the speed of some players either, but he's still got the craft, and I see Dustin Martin as the modern-day Greg Williams. That's the way I look at it. He might not be quite as slow as Greg Williams was, but he's got the craft. So I think there is still room for footy craft, not just athletes. But I appreciate your call because that's the debate, and I've got you in the running as our front runner, clubhouse leader for a new SodaStream machine. SodaStream, the perfect gift to make mum sparkle at home this Mother's Day. So we're giving one of those away. And I enjoyed the way you kicked it off, Michael. Thanks for your call. And you're the leader in the clubhouse at the moment. Sharon on the road. Welcome, Sharon.
G'day, Dwayne. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks.
I do have an opinion about this. I've been looking at a bit of footy from the 90s mainly. And the biggest thing I find is the no prior opportunity. And that is when our game gets bogged down into a scrum and then the umpire blows a whistle, stop the game, and off they go, and then they go to ground. Look at the old days. If they were holding the ball, they were jolly well holding the ball, and a free kick was given against them, and they got on with it. If you just, and that's the biggest thing that we've been discussing, a group of us as well, no prior opportunity. It's destroying our game.
Sharon, you make a really good point. I've watched a lot of those old games. I've watched a couple of games from the 70s where it was really archaic in black and white. But one thing you did notice, essentially no prior opportunity rule. So if you were caught, you were caught. But also, if you clipped a guy to the head as you were tackling, it was a ticky-touchwood free kick. So you really did have more protection for the ball goer to get your tackle right. But if you got your tackle right, you got rewarded. So I think there was, you know, both ends of the spectrum there, and he raised a really good point as well, Sharon. Thanks a lot for your call. Dean in Footscray. Hello, Dean.
How are you going, Dwayne?
Good.
Basically, I'm a bit of a convert. I was on KB's side of the fence where I thought interchange reductions would have been a good thing, but when I think about it, the opportunity for players to sprint in short bursts, it's a lot easier to do than somebody who has to motor over longer periods, over 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 Ks. So I think every footballer has a chance to explode in a short burst, and therefore the opportunity to hit targets, run to space, kick further will be enhanced with extended breaks and more interchange.
Yeah, to me, it does actually, it made sense years ago to think that fatiguing players was going to help, but I do think about it in the basketball context as well, and that is, wouldn't it be great if you had Martin, Dustin Martin, Nat Fyfe, Patrick Cripps, Patrick Dangerfield, all the stars of the game, Bontempelli, absolutely firing for that last 5 minutes, rather than fatiguing them to the point that they're so cooked in the last 5 minutes, they're almost dead, and the tag has got the better of them because they've worn them down. So I kind of like the idea that Chris Scott's throwing up as well. Thanks a lot for your call, Dean. We'll take as many as possible. 1-300-736-736 and give away that SodaStream, which is a fantastic prize for Mother's Day. Great to have SodaStream on board with SEN. Daniel in Frankston. Hello, Daniel.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Look, I think a couple of calls ago, I think it was Carol, she mentioned...
Sharon?
You know, she's been watching a few of the night. Sharon, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sharon. Yeah, and I've been watching a lot of the 90s games as well, and, like, just looking at, you know, the games of last year compared to those great... I'm 36, I grew up watching the early 90s, and that's the game that I remember. And I just feel like now it's a bit of a sterile product compared to what it was then, and I feel like maybe I think zone defences coming in have really hindered the ability of the game to be fast and move forward. And really, they're relying on a turnover on a flank to slingshot it the other way in order for there to be space in the ground without the zone getting set up. I just don't know if all the coaches got together and said, yeah, no more zones. We could probably get back to that style of football, I think, but... Open to anyone's opinion, really.
No, you're right, Daniel. I think there has been a trust factor from the AFL for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, and that is that the players and the coaches will evolve us through this little bit of a malaise period where congestion has been slowing the game down and killing it a little. And that's where I think that what the game style change might be is to accelerate us through that period and get us out the other end of the congestion killing it. So that's why I think that the game plan now from the AFL, and Chris Scott's kind of explored this today on Jared's show earlier, how can we evolve through it and get past the congestion being the winner, and is speed the way to get through it? Is evolving it through this point to keep your good players fresh rather than hoping that the coaches will coach us out of it or that fatigue will get us out of, because fatigue and allowing it to be in the hands of the coaches hasn't worked for the last 4 or 5 years. 1-300-736-736. Love your opinions. More of your opinions is what this show's all about. Had some good footy brains give us a call so far. Jump on the line. 1-300-736-736. The open line, thanks to Werribee Kia, off the back of Chris Scott's thoughts earlier today. He doesn't want the game to look like basketball, so there's a few coming through on that. But what he's saying is, would it be better if all your great players were fresh for the last 5 minutes? Would that make the spectacle better if you had a situation like basketball where you got the optimum output at the end of a game rather than cooking players to the point of fatigue where they haven't got much left, the Cripses and Bontempellis of the world at the end? Your call's next.